tall. Loosen up your shoulders. Relax your eyes closed. Take a minute. Drop into this moment. Whatever momentum of your life happened before, whatever brought you to this space, whatever you're doing after, allow your mind and body to connect with the here and now. Sounds of life happening around us, the feeling of life happening inside. Here you are. And in your mind's eye, you could say a simple mantra to yourself. Here I am. I am here. Hands to heart center. Take a deep breath in. One simple om together. Inhale deeply. Namaste. Welcome, everyone. Good to see you all. My name is Greg. I'll be guiding you through the classical Indian pranayama set today. And I wanted to offer it just before. How many people did the Kundalini class just before? Okay, cool. So a few. We did a class this morning on heart opening. And now, after all of that activation practice, now we're moving into a subtle, really peaceful space. So, there may be some tears released in the practice. Just offer that out to you guys, because it was a really powerful one this morning. So give yourself permission to have that little emotional release, or big one, if you need to. Often the practices continue long after we're off of our mat, when we integrate with life, and when we feel the time to really relax. That inner safety, that's when the stuff can release. So, offering that out for you. So, we'll be doing a really nice set of simple foundational breathing techniques to help calm the mind, to help activate inner energy, to help balance our energy, and then to cool, to help calm the emotions, calm the heart and ground. It's a really nice practice for anyone. You can do this anytime. And this is very similar to the set that I do when I practice myself at home. It's accessible to everyone and advanced practitioners in the room. If you know and you work with bandhas or breath retentions, or if it's a little bit different than what I'm offering, then that's fine. You can follow your intuition with that. But I'll ask that you stick relatively with what we're all doing, yeah? So we stay on the same tune with each other. Please begin by laying on your back. I'll give you some more info as we go. So lay back and get really, really comfortable. Bring the palms of your hands onto your belly. If your back is sore, you could put a bolster underneath your knees. I encourage you to take your glasses off if you have glasses on. Close your eyes and bring your mind's eye, bring your inner awareness down to where your hands and your belly are simply rising and falling together. Don't try to control your breath in any way. Allow natural breathing to happen. Feeling your belly as the belly rises. And relax and soften the belly. Feeling your hands on your belly as the belly sinks. If you're ever at home, you can use a block or a book in place of the hands. So you feel a little pressure there, and it helps you stay connected and aware of that place. In yoga philosophy, the human being consists of many layers. There's the physical layer, the stuff we can touch, the flesh, the skin, the muscles. And there are subtler and subtler layers of our being. The energetic layer, the mental layer, emotional layer, wisdom layer, all the way to the spiritual essence. And all of the layers are connected. So the different yoga practices were designed and discovered to help find balance and to help circulate energy and health, blood, through all of the different layers. So you can experience greater ease. And perhaps you can experience yourself as part of the great whole. This initial technique, the relaxed belly breath, helps to relax the abdominal organs and muscles and helps us to slow down and get present. Very good for releasing stress. And for those of you who do reverse breathing, meaning you breathe into your upper lungs and you suck the belly in when you breathe, this will help to release that chronic stress syndrome. And over time, return you to natural, relaxed belly breathing. Last minute. If you need to take a deeper breath to stay awake, do so. And then just be aware of the movement of your belly. Try to stay with the belly. Try to release tension.
a sigh. Exhale.
Feels really good.
Do that again.
Inhale, extra deep breath in. Perfect. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Stretch your arms over your ears. Inhale, stretch. Relax. And just stay calm. Stay present. If ever you feel overwhelmed in the practice, you might be surprised as we're working with inner subtle energy lines, working with the energetic body, the meridians, the nadis, and even just sitting, doing gentle breath, can sometimes release blockages. So stay very kind with yourself, very peaceful, and take breaks if you need. Come back and do what you can. Roll to your right side. Come up to a seated position. Take a moment and build a really comfortable seat. If you need to straddle on blocks, prop yourself up, that's fine. The ability to totally relax your belly is a prerequisite to the deeper pranayamas. If we have residual tension in our breathing or our belly, we actually can't do the deeper ones. So that first one is the preliminary foundation, learning to relax the belly and to really be aware of what a relaxed belly feels like. Okay? So try your best. Hands on your knees, sitting tall. With a relaxed, soft belly, we move into Kapalabhati, the forceful exhale purification. The mouth hangs open at first, belly soft. You focus on a strong, sharp exhalation, and as you exhale, the navel pumps inward at the same time. It's one action. The space in between, don't even think about the inhale. Don't try and inhale. Just let your belly relax, and a little breath will naturally come in without you even thinking about it. So it's just the exhale, like so. Okay? If your nose is really open, sinus is open, you can do out of the nose. Okay? Last instructions. If you're pregnant, don't do it. If you have migraine headaches or sinus issues, take it very gentle. High blood pressure, very soft. Close your eyes, sitting tall. Relax your face. Relax your ears. Relax your belly. Bring your awareness down inward. Halfway inhale, mouth or nose. Let's do the first round together. First round, stay together. Exhale. Five, four, three, two, exhale. All the air. Squeeze your lungs emptier, consciously, forcefully push the breath out. Rooting down both of your hips. Inhale deeply. Sit tall. Hold your breath in at the end. Squeeze your pelvic floor lightly. Relax your face. Lift up. And exhale. Relax. Relax your belly. Breathe naturally in the spaces where there are no instructions. So let your default, if ever you're confused, let the default be inward meditation. Round two. Halfway inhale, this time at your own pace, faster or slower. Beginners start off slow. You can go different paces here, totally good. Make sure to completely relax your belly before each following pump. You can have a hand on the belly if you want to make sure it relaxes. Your navel is pumping into the spine as the breath shoots out. Sit even stronger, or excuse me, even taller. Shoulders relax. Lift your heart. Lift your crown. 5 seconds. Purification, eliminating old stagnant energy. Air. 3, 2, 1. Exhale strong. Exhale a little more. Deep breath in. Hold. Pelvic floor engages just 5 or 10%. A little contraction. Lift your chest. Gently exhale. Relax. Soft hands, soft elbows. Soft mind. Breath of fire. Straight arms, hands on your knees, palms open, connect your pointy finger and thumbs. Straighten the other 3 fingers of each hand like an extension of a line, like a spear. So there's a straight, angular in the arms. Pressing the hands back against your knees to help you sit tall. So there's a support here, straight lines of energy. The breath of fire, breathing in and out through the nose like so. Cultivating inner heat, inner fire, and it's a purifying as well, and energizing. So sitting tall, close your eyes, shoulders back. Now, relax your eyes, but slightly gaze upwards, just a little bit, no straining the eye muscles, and bring your awareness to the back of your forehead, about 2 centimeters behind your forehead, focusing on the third eye point, like a vacuum of energy. Get ready. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Sinus issues, migraine, relax. Breath of fire, begin. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. So the inhale and exhale perfectly match one another. Feel like a continuous churning, a continuous warming breath inside. Close your eyes here. Visualize lines of purifying light straight up and down your spine, straight through the arms, fingers. Straight down through your hips. It's as if you're sweeping away cobwebs in the attic, cobwebs of the mind, old stagnant thoughts, stagnant energy. Expand that inner light. 10 seconds. Three, two, one. Exhale all the way. Exhale. Slightest tucking of the chin. Shoulders down. deep breath in through the nose, fully hold your breath in, pelvic floor, if you know your bandhas, apply them, soft, kind eyes, exhale, pelvic floor, relax, just let your elbows and hands relax. Feel the connection between your fingertips is equal pressure on each side. Take a deep breath in. Deep exhale. Notice the subtle feelings, the inner workings. Straight elbows. Sit tall. Relax shoulders. Halfway inhale, sit tall, very good, third eye, breath of fire. These practices facilitate the awakening of consciousness. Gently dissolving over time unhealthy attachments. The drama connected with the impermanent world, all the things that come and go, and all that drama, learning to love and appreciate, but not attached. Fueling your spiritual self here. 10 seconds. Three, two, one, exhale, good job. Calmly but deeply inhale. Hold breath, pelvic floor, slightly draw your lower belly in, lift up, third eye, slightly squeeze your chin, throat back into itself. Release the throat. Exhale, release the belly, release the root. Relax. If you have no problem sitting for a long period of time, just stay where you are if you prefer, or laying on your back for about 4 minutes. Relax. After which point, we'll come back up and we'll be seated for about half an hour, 25 minutes. Halfway point. You can stretch your legs here if you like. Just stay present wherever you are. Notice your breathing. Sigh if you like. Let it all disperse. meditator is to stay where you are. If you're laying on the ground, take a deep breath in. Exhale. Thirty seconds or so. Make your way up to a seated position and get really comfortable. If you need to lay down, or if you prefer, you might be getting a signal that what you actually need is a nice shavasana. So follow that inner wisdom, no judgment. Moving into the Siddhali, or Siddhkari. If you know it, you can begin. Siddhali is a cooling breath done by curling the tongue, and Siddhkari is for those who can't curl the tongue, so I'll teach the first one first. This is a really good technique if you have a lot of irritability in your life, if you're really sharp with people, if you have anger. This helps to calm the heart, calm that inner fire. So it's a cooling breath, not just physically cooling, but also mentally, emotionally cooling. So it's a really good one. You feel kind of hot-headed or you're in an argument, if you can take 5 or 10 minutes, step away, do this, and you'll feel it. Come back, and you'll feel that calming, dropping of the heart. So offer it out. Palms are just loose, perhaps cupping the hands in your lap, or palms down. If there's another mudra that you prefer, do so. Curl the tongue, stick the tongue past your lips, make a little hole, and then inhale through the hole, calmly, fully. Lips close. Exhale silently out of the nose. There's no ujjayi sound. Throat is totally relaxed. Silent exhale. You repeat. There's a little sound like you're breathing through a straw. And you'll actually hear a little bit of wind like you're breathing through. And you'll feel cool air coming through the surface of the tongue. Filling your chest, filling your heart. Repeat as needed. Siddhkari, the hissing breath, for those who can't curl the tongue. Your lower lip hangs open, your teeth are together, and you inhale through the gaps in your teeth in a long, comfortable hiss. And you'll feel all that cool wind coming over the surface of your tongue, cooling the blood in your tongue, cooling the lips, the inside of the mouth, filling the heart space. And then when you exhale, lips closed, exhale out of the nose, silently. Continue. The hissing one is louder than the curled tongue one. So you need to let go of being shy about the sound you're making, so that you can get the full benefits of the technique. We'll do it for about 7 minutes to get a nice effect. And it goes through waves. Initially you might feel emotional, and that will subside into another wave, into another wave. And eventually, that inner restlessness will cool and dissolve. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. You might yawn, your eyes might water. Make a little space inside yourself here. Go inward. Close your eyes. time is for you. If your mind gets distracted with kindness and non-judgment, just come back and start again. If you're not sure, please raise your hand. I can help you. For Sicily, make sure that you're sticking the tongue out past your lips in a very defined funnel. The sound is bright. Feel cool air coming in. You can do this one laying down for the next 5 minutes. Keep going. Fully acceptance of where we are in life. Sometimes we're in a place of protection, and we might not be willing to let go. Maybe the time's not right. So you can ask yourself that inner gentle question. Am I willing to let go of pride, aggression, anger? Honor the response. If the answer is yes, breathe in this cool energy as you're breathing in the healing mood. Into your heart. And let it heal. Two minutes. breath in and a nice sigh feeling. One of those together, in case you felt shy, inhale. Sit for a minute, observe the effect of the pranayama, gentle breathing. If your nose is plugged, you may find it harder to do this one, and you don't want to stress, so you just try your best. Our nostrils oscillate in openness and closedness, so about every 90 minutes, if you check your nostrils, one will be open, and then it switches throughout the day over a 24-hour period. And a little tip for you, if one is plugged, if you put a block or something under the opposite armpit, wedge it in deeply. After about 5 minutes or so, it'll actually start to balance. I don't know why this works, but it works. And we used to use a roll of toilet paper in the training, wedge it in, and squeezing the lid for something. So it'll be left armpit for the right nostril. Or you can visualize energy moving as you do it, and just move your awareness as if it was the breath, and it'll stimulate similar parts of the brain. Alternate nostril, Anuloma Paloma, is one of the best pranayamas for balancing all sorts of things. If there is one that you know, this is the one. Bring your right fist in front of your nose. If you're looking at me, it's like you're looking in a mirror. Release your thumb. Release your ring and pinky finger. Your right thumb will close the right nostril. Your right ring finger closes the left nostril. Yeah? You can wedge your left fist underneath your armpit to hold up your arm. Get it in. Optional. Get comfortable. Straight spine. Loosen up. Soft gaze of your third eye with eyes closed. Follow along, exhale. Close your right nostril. Inhale through the left for 4, 3, breathing in left nostril, 2, 1. Close the left nostril. Exhale out right nostril, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale back through the right nostril, 1. Inhaling through right nostril. 3, 4. Close right nostril. Exhale left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left nostril. 1, 2. Taking your time. 3, 4. Close left. Exhale right. 4. If you're new, pay attention. 1. Inhale, right nostril. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close right. Exhale left. 4, 3. Nice and calm. 2. Inhale left. 1. 2, 3. Four. Close left. Exhale right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right nostril. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close right. Exhale left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close left. Exhale right. 4, 3, 2. Inhale right. 2, 3, 4. Close right. Exhale left. 4, 3, 2. Sit straight. Inhale left. Awareness of the third eye. Start counting in your own mind. Keep going on your own now. 4 counts in left. 4 counts out right. 4 counts in right. 4 counts out left. Counting at your pace in your mind. Releasing inward any inner resistance, just allowing the practice to happen, allowing the effects to come over time, and observing and allowing whatever may arise. Present, passionate, unattached. Visualize your energy lines extending like roots beyond your hips into the floor, into Mother Earth, receiving stability, grounding, nourishment. Visualize or feel soft energy lines extending up and out through your crown, receiving cosmic prana from the universe. cycle and ending on a left side exhale. When you finish your next left exhale, either lower your hands, softly gaze third eye, meditate, or you can lay on your back. Remaining in this space, meditating or deeply relaxing until you feel it's time to move on.
Respect and honor yourself.